Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
With the arrival of springtime, death and destruction with springtime storms here as well. Also, moisture. Some good moisture amounts in northeastern Oklahoma. Some moisture in central Oklahoma as well. And slight moisture amounts in the northwestern parts of the state from this latest round of storms that have rumbled across the southern Great Plains. Past chairman of the House Ag Committee, Frank Lucas of Oklahoma's 3rd Congressional District, got on the long line with us yesterday. We talked about a variety of issues, including the continuing implementation by the Obama administration of the 2014 Farm Law.
First of all, Ron, I think the process is best described as slowly but surely. There's a lot of dramatic changes between the 2014 Farm Bill and the old 2008 bill. It's taking some time and effort. I think in a number of areas, whether it was making decisions about your acres or the sign-up about which kind of protection you wanted, revenue or price, departments made the right decisions by some temporary delays. But those kind of things are coming to a conclusion. Folks are coming to a focus. Now we're into the issue of a definition of who a farmer is, what a farmer is. We'll work through that. I'd also note that there's some efforts going into some issues dealing with how generic base should be handled. Some of our listeners are well aware that cotton transitions over to the stacked income protection plan. There's some questions about how your acres should be counted for crop purposes and whatever. We'll work through all that sort of stuff. This week, we'll have the FSA director on the national level and the RMA director in front of the Ag Committee. I know Chairman Conaway will have questions for him. For them, I'll have questions too. But by and large, there's growing pains, but slowly, Ron, we're getting there.
Congressman Frank Lucas reminding you that you do need to have that PLC-ARC decision registered with FSA by next Tuesday. We're getting closer to a final decision by the World Trade Organization regarding our last appeal against the Canadian-Mexican claims that they're being harmed because of country of origin labeling. Most experts believe on or before mid-May we'll get that decision and it will be against the U.S. one more time, leaving the door open for retaliation by Canada and Mexico. Michael Smith represented Harris Ranch of California before a House Ag subcommittee yesterday on this cool endgame, and his response regarding any benefit from country of origin labeling to this point.
No, sir, we've seen none. And you would think that as a branded beef company, one of the first branded beef companies in the U.S., if we saw an economic benefit associated with being able to identify products coming from a specific entity, whether it be product of the U.S., we saw no benefit in the marketplace.
Smith and others testifying, saying you really can't fix it. It needs to be repealed. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 43rd annual OBI Bull Test Sale, Thursday, March 26th at the OBI Test Station, 8 miles west of Stillwater, Oklahoma, on Highway 51. The sale gets underway at noon, with lunch being served at 11 a.m. About 195 bulls will be up for sale, including 120 Angus, 60 Herefords, 11 Brangus, and 2 Simmentals, plus 40 open and bred heifers. For more information and catalog requests, call Tim Stidham, 405-624-1181, or call 405-742-4553.
At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.